And if you're talking about talking to me and telling me about a person who is of my same race, mm-hmm. you're saying Mary Jones, and what would you say to tell me she is not a colored person?
You'd say she's a white lady.
Okay. And if you were angry, or if you knew a white person who just was a real good for nothing, and you know, is there a word that is uncomplimentary about white, like the word nigger is about colored people? Is there a word that's similar to that, that that maybe colored folks might use about somebody over there who's lazy, a white man who's lazy or mean or good for nothing, just a real sorry person? Is there an equivalent word to nigger that colored people would use about whites?
A cracker.
Mm-hmm. A cracker doesn't just mean any sorry person.
No,
white sorry person.
Yes.
I understand that maybe up north or somewhere, if they use the word a Georgia cracker,
yeah.
it means any of us down here.
Yeah.
But if it's used by a colored person, it's talking about a white person.
That's right.
Okay, any other words you think of?
No.
That's about it?
No, I tell you, I don't study up on things like that.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son was playing with it and broke it. You might say the man got awfully
angry.
And suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, oh, I am really
tired.
Okay, any other ways you might say that? Even worse than tired. I'm just
bushed.
Okay. If the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he something at school, what would she send him home for? Because he got what at school? Having to do with sick. How would you say that? She sent him home because the little boy sick at school today.
Taking sick.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
And what do you call, or do you remember a word, because I gather it's not commonly used now, a noisy, prankish celebration that happens immediately after a wedding, or maybe the night of the wedding, if the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Maybe they ring bells or beat pans or something outside the house. Remember anything like that? No, I think that is something maybe of a long time ago, and nobody recognizes that one. I have the words here, a serenade, a chivalry. They don't sound familiar to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Book of Mormon.
Okay. If you greet a friend on December the 25th, what would you say? You see somebody on the day of December the 25th, you might say, well, you know, having to do with it being Christmas, you'd say.
I seen Miss so-and-so-and-so or so-and-so yesterday.
Okay. But what would you say to her? Hello.
Hello,
yes. But since it's this special day, what might you say?
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Any other words besides Merry Christmas? You ever hear Christmas gift or Christmas box or? No?
No.
You just say Merry Christmas? Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you need to get it from one place to another, you might say, ooh, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Carry.
Okay.